get a chance to meet somebody new this morning. Autumn Dolan is joining us in the studio this morning. First off, morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Tender Mercies.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I don't know much.
No, well, we're actually new. We really just got started in June, but it's kind of taken off. We found that there is a much greater need than maybe we initially had thought. But what
need for what?
Tender Mercies is a foundation that we started to help mothers and families that have experienced loss due to pregnancy, infant, or child loss.
Right.
We've got many different avenues that we take. We assist those that are in the hospital. We help mothers outside of the hospital, obviously. There's a need for that afterwards. We host remembrance events, fundraisers, all sorts of things.
And then what do you do with the money?
Well, what we do is, while the mothers are in the hospital, we like to provide them with memorial items. Those items include a handcrafted, locally made wooden box. It's a very nice box that they are given that they can store other items that they are given, like impression kits, a gown that maybe the baby has been given while they're in the hospital.
Right.
Edwin the elephant is something that we give them, and he is a very personalized elephant. They are able to take him and his blanket, and they're able to have that embroidered with the baby's information on it. Just some items so that they are not leaving empty-handed.
You know, this is especially the empty-handed thing, because what we're talking about is child loss here, and people say, well, he wasn't even born yet, right? Miscarriage.
Right.
How could you didn't know the baby, maybe you didn't even name the baby. And see, people say things like this, and it's because they've not been near one of these events.
Correct.
That's the only way you can continue to say this, is if you've not personally experienced or been around and had a family loss. I can tell you personally, my daughter had a miscarriage about 2 months ago. And if you think the cold hand doesn't reach around your heart and crush your heart for a baby you've never known, then you don't know anything.
Right.
You don't know about this, and it affects more than the mother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, people... I got to be honest with you, until I was part of an experience with that, I did not fully understand. I did not understand that at so many weeks, that's when you actually have to deliver the child. You know, you're one day planning on the nursery and all that, and within 24 hours, you're in the hospital delivering a child, answering questions that I just don't know how anybody could possibly answer. You know, are you going to bury the child? What is your baby's name? Do you want pictures?
While at the same time, you are basically, it's like you've been in a massive car crash and suffering major head injury. I don't know how else to describe this. I always think about it as a car crash,
mm-hmm.
because it happens quickly and happens unexpectedly.
Right.
And you don't have a compound complex fracture sticking out of your forearm or your leg.
Right.
But your body feels like it does, emotionally, chemically, emotionally, however you want to label this.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, you're injured.
Right.
Deeply.
And you stay injured.
And we haven't used the word grief yet, and it's one of the most powerful emotions there is.
Right. Well, it does, and it continues. It actually doesn't really stop. You just learn how to manage it
better. It literally does not stop.
Right. And so one of the things that we want to do is, this is a topic that is not discussed. It's kind of one of those things that they're not... Not a lot of people want to hear about it. And when you do feel like talking about it and you might bring it up, sometimes it puts you or the other person in an awkward position. And so a lot of times what you do is you just kind of keep that in. So what we want to do is we want to say, okay, we are a safe place. We are going to have these events where we can come together, a community, Southern Illinois, let's come together. And if it's not one, two times a year, let's be together and let's remember and let's heal.
The talking is one of the most crucial parts.
Right.
It really is. When you're trying to deal with this grief and trying to, I don't know, categorize it, put it in its proper perspective, maybe just move forward at some point.
Right.
Because people actually say, you're fine, you can have another baby.
Right.
And that doesn't make things better either.
Right.
And part of this, there's some education that goes on in this process around it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's this guy that I have on the air. His name is Russell Friedman from the Grief Recovery Institute in California. And he and I have talked about this, you know, because of this injury that we're literally told, well, you know, don't cry about it, move forward.
Right.
There's all these euphemisms we use that we think help people, which are actually very counterproductive.
Correct.
And I think this they call it working it through it, things along that line. I think you've learned to endure it better. You get thicker skin maybe, but you still are the walking wounded. And that's why I was entranced by this program, because you can see the possibility, because getting well is done incrementally.
Right, right.
It's you add this on, you put this on, then a little time goes in. But this box, this physical representation, I'm interested in how this works. I mean, what's been the response to this so far?
Well, it's gone over very well. We met with the hospital in Carbondale, not last Friday, but the Friday before, and they are unbelievably excited.
Right.
This is definitely something that I think that they can appreciate. Now, I do know that there are some others in the area that on a personal basis like to, you know, for instance, gowns, what we call our lullaby gowns. You can find out more about that on our website, why we call those lullaby gowns. We do those. We take donations of wedding dresses and such, and we convert those into gowns for the babies. Because you have to figure, sometimes the baby's no bigger than the size of your hand.
Right.
You've got a big hand, it's a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So a lot of the times, the hospital gets donations. But there's 1 in 4 that are affected by this. There's, on average, 4 miscarriages or stillborns a month. And so we want to be
able to... 1 in 4.
1 in 4.
25%.
And when you start putting faces to that, when you actually open up, and this is what we have found through this foundation, friends that we've known for years have come out and said, yeah, I've experienced that. I mean, how do you know somebody for so many years and not know that? I don't think it's because you don't have a close relationship, but because, again, it's just not talked about.
Well, it offends us. On such a base level as human beings, that there's a plan to propagate the species and survival tendencies and survival traits.
Mm-hmm.
And it so deeply offends us as human beings when we see something unnatural like this. And it is a natural occurrence. I mean, when you look at childhood death rates in the past, I read a book on this called Intimate Matters, the History of Sexual, History of the United States of America. You realize... all you got to do is go to a small cemetery in southern Illinois and look and see how many babies are there, right? But now in this contemporary society where we think about medicine being able to solve everything,
mm-hmm.
that it offends us so well, we hide it, we bury it, which is probably the worst thing in the world for the person who's suffering.
Absolutely, and it does. It goes down deep and it gets dark. And, you know, you've got to bring that out. You've got to shine a light on that if you expect to heal from it. And, I mean... be with people. Talk to people. If you know somebody that has experienced that, they
it
most
hurts,
likely
it hurts
want
to talk about it.
It does, but you have to bring it to light. You have to keep coming up with it. Otherwise, you're gonna squash it. And you can do it in your time when you're ready. But we highly encourage that.
Right.
And being with somebody that knows it can help you a little bit.
So you're doing groups where the people can get together and talk?
We hope to. We are in the middle. We are very committed to finding people of the same heart as ours. And so finding the proper counselors in different ways to accommodate different people and different personalities. That's what we're working on. So we don't want to just offer up one right now and then maybe add another later. I think that what we need to do is get several different avenues together. And we're still new.
You're building a foundation.
We are. And, you know, we are new, but the need is great. We have had some great sponsors like River Radio. It's one of those things that we appreciate any and all effort, because there's 3 of us and it's kind of gone.
All right. The people who want to contribute to help in some way, maybe mm-hmm. it's somebody that lost a child 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe they lost one last week. I mean, what are you looking for help right now? I mean, you're doing the fundraisers, you're doing the groups.
Right.
I mean, what are you looking for more members to join you?
I think it kind of depends on the person and what they need. If you are in the middle of this grief, if you just lost a child last week, we encourage you, come be with us. Volunteer with us. You know, our event on October 15th, there's room for anybody to come out and help us. We can you know, thank you notes, help us write those. Or just if you know how to sew, help us sew gowns. By doing, you should hopefully find a little bit of healing in that. By being beside those, you should find healing.
Harnessing the grief.
Absolutely. If you don't know how to sew, if you don't want to necessarily be a part of our events and you want to donate, go to our website, tendermerciesfoundation.com. We've got different sponsorship levels. It's all written on there. Choose which one best fits you. Our website is in the works. We will be showing you very soon on there the different avenues that this money is going to. Again, we're still so new. All this is just kind of getting compiled. All of our elephants are coming in. The boxes are being made.
Right.
And then we will be making a big donation.
The boxes are nice, too, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
I think the impression kits were a really interesting idea, too.
They are. And, you know, they're not, it's not something you can go down to Hobby Lobby or Walmart and just get those clay kits. They are a special kit. We are talking about tender skin.
Right.
And so the hospital does need what's more of like a foam kit.
So it can take the impression and get the ridges of the fingers and be more intimate as the impression.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Good work.
Yeah, thank you.
It ain't easy.
It's definitely not easy, but it's very worth it.
Does it work?
It does work.
News Radio WJPF, Southern Illinois' number one for news and talk.